Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, hi everybody. Welcome to another episode of Gee Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where we tell you what to buy next. I am joined today by Zara Rahim. She oversees strategic communications at The Wing, which is a network of work and community spaces designed for women. And prior to The Wing, she was the communications director for Vogue. She served as a national spokesperson for Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. And she was on the communications team for Uber. And she started her career working for President Barack Obama on both his campaign in the White House. Zara, do you sleep?
I'm consistently tired. No, I
it
don't.
Seems
this
to
is
work
why,
for
this
you.
This is why my product is important today.
I'm really glad. I'm so excited that you're here. I love The Wing. I love Obama.
I love
Hillary.
Yeah, like we have problems with he who shall not be named on that list.
Yeah.
Uber.
I hear you.
I said it. We take them every day, though, and we're trying to get better.
Yeah.
But I have nothing to do with their misgiving, so.
I understand. Yeah. When did you leave Uber?
I left Uber in, like, the middle of the shitstorm.
Okay.
This is not
you
for me.
You heard that bell go off?
Totally.
Have you ever been in a professional situation where you literally hear that clock go off in your body and you're like, oh, gotta go. This is no longer my job.
Like, literally and figuratively.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. No, I actually left Uber to go work for Secretary Clinton. And it was the best decision I made because I heard a crazy man on, you know, television talking about banning Muslims. So I was like, I should probably go.
Yeah. Seems like a place for me.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And you started working for Obama when you were 21.
I was 21 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. I was 21 and I got a shady email that was like, do you want to work on a re-election campaign? I was like, I only know one guy running for re-election.
Yeah.
And it was Barack Hussein Obama. And I had no clue what I was doing. I also was like a crazy like college like woman who had like absolutely zero idea where my life was going.
Yeah.
My mother was always worried because I was smart. She just was like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And then this email came through and it changed my life forever. I'm so grateful that my career was like primed starting in a campaign because everything thereafter felt so easy.
Yeah.
And truly, I tell any young person, they're like, what do I do? How do I get involved? I'm like, go work on a campaign. Even if you have no clue what you're doing and maybe you're not even that enthusiastic about politics, it is the best career training that you'll ever get in your life.
And you were saying this before. Like Hillary v. Trump? Like, you were saying this before everyone started being like, we need to get involved in...
Totally.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, if you want to, like, see God, spend a day with a field organizer, you know? Truly. And I think that, I don't know if I would be, you know, as good at my job or good at anything if I hadn't, you know, spent my first job doing 80 hours a week, you know, no sleep,
yeah.
but so excited about the work and watching the most magnificent, talented people.
Yeah.
Doing something that actually mattered too.
Yeah.
Because again, you know, my friend Covey said that her boss one time said, like, it's not the ER, it's PR. Like, relax.
Right.
Nobody's like, my favorite Kim Kardashian quote, or Khloe, or sorry, Kourtney Kardashian quote is, mm-hmm. Kim, there's people that are dying.
Yeah.
You know?
True. We all need to relax. There's some perspective. No,
but
it's
except
true.
For if you're on a campaign, people actually are dying.
It's true.
So everything thereafter seems like a walk in the park.
I was going to say, did it really prepare you for really any sort of comms job?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm a crisis master.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anybody's panicked, they come to me. And I'm like, everybody take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Everybody take a deep breath. This is going to be okay. We're going to be okay. If Donald Trump can, you know, make it through Access Hollywood, we'll make it through today.
Jesus.
That's
true. Almost comforting and also not at all comforting. Can't imagine why. It's funny because you are friends with Amina.
Mm.
I'm friends with Amina. Mm. Amina's who I call for crisis PR. So now I have another name.
If you
name
say her
on my
name
list.
Three times, she
shows appears.
Up.
I yeah. know. She appears. I had a misstep a few years ago where I made a crack at somebody online.
Yeah.
It was a mistake. I owned it. It was not someone I knew. It was someone who had like a vows column in the Times.
Sure.
And I just was like, this is. I think my tweet with the copy paste was like, I'm having like a visceral reaction to reading this, and it went viral, and like someone who knew the person in the vows sent it to her, and I got this email that was like, my feelings really hurt.
No.
It was horrible. I felt like I wanted to just lay down in traffic and be like, just run me over. I don't deserve to live. And it felt horrible. It was like one of the first times that I was like, oh, like my dumb humor is sometimes just
totally.
Can be mean, and I have to
Same.
Figure out where that line is. And I remember I was in the airport coming back from a trip to Montreal, and I had gotten that email, and the first person I called was Amina, and I was like, I have drafts of what I'm going to respond, like, teach me how to do this.
Yeah.
And it's really good to have somebody in your life who's really good at crisis PR.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you are also that person for a lot of different people.
Yeah, and she's my personal crisis PR
yeah.
person. Yeah.
Well, I'll say that the email she helped me write back to this woman was hugely, it made a huge difference, and I think taught me a lot about how to respond to crisis situations.
And just like, yeah, and just when you fuck up, right?
Yeah.
I've had to do that. I you know, did that recently, like a week ago, where, you know, I got called out for conflating Black and brown experiences. And a Black woman called me out. She's like, it's not the same. And what happens when you do that is, you know, I had to write, you know, I apologized, and I told her, I was like, I'm going to keep the tweet up because I want to show people that you can correct yourself.
You can correct yourself. Right.
You can correct yourself. And there's a totally okay, normal way to like be accountable and not make this a situation. I feel like we sometimes forget that like redemption is a real thing. People want to, you know, hold people accountable, not because they just want to cancel you, but because they want people to be better.
Yeah.
And so I've really, I think, you know, tried to do that for myself, you know, and make sure that I'm never like copping out and just deleting something because I'm scared that like,
yeah,
you know, the people are going to think one way of me. Like, I'm a human being. I fuck up. I tweet stupid shit sometimes. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I mean, let's make that great segue into what you brought, which is lipstick sitting on the table.
Lipstick.
No, I'm really excited about this because I Googled you to just kind of see, like, what you had been doing recently. And up came your skincare routine for the cut, which was, like, inspiring. And I will link it in the show notes. But, like, it was pretty amazing, and you do have very good skin.
Thank you.
So the cut does, how is your, this column or this series called How Is Your Skin So Good? And Zara was like one of the first, I think, to
no,
be.
I
no,
I think I was like.
So in the middle?
Yeah, I was like in the, I was, yeah, I was amongst a illustrious group.
Of great skin havers. So I think we had talked about, you were sort of on, you didn't know what to bring, right, for a little bit?
Yeah, because I've lived my whole life with like a bunch of just like weird high-low like combinations.
Yep.
Just given I grew up in an immigrant household, so everything was kind of like a hack.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the kind of cheaper option of something. And so I have like a, you know, I also, you know, working at Vogue was like a really weird experience for me.
I bet.
Especially as like a first generation kid.
Sure.
Where I'm like, wait, why does this coat cost $6,800?
Sure.
Who are you people? And why are you buying this?
Uh-huh.
Or just even makeup, right? Like it was you know, the most kind of like insane experience and understanding things that it was great. Like I got to actually learn and understand things that I should spend money on and things I should not.
Mm-hmm.
And like really like marry those two things and feel confident about the decisions I was making. Like I will absolutely buy those $40 jeans from Zara.
Mm-hmm.
But what I won't compromise on is a good pair of shoes that I know are going to last
sure.
me for like 8 years.
So prioritize.
Right.
Yeah. Figure totally. Out where you want to spend your money.
Totally.
Not, you don't have to buy the expensive version of everything.
Right.
That's
and,
how I feel.
And with makeup,
yeah.
I particularly feel like there's absolutely no reason why we should be spending that much money on makeup. It is, especially as women, something that we are literally kind of held to an insane standard on if we do it, if we don't do it.
Yep.
you know, for, you know, our queer and trans brothers and sisters who are trying to kind of, you know, navigate the world,
yeah.
And figure out how they fit into this culture of makeup. Sometimes it's not as accessible.
Right.
The same for brown and black folks. So yeah. I think a lot about, you know, makeup, and I grew up in a house where we weren't allowed to touch it until we were like 17.
Mm. I almost yeah. wish I was
yeah.
because I didn't know what to do with it. So
right.
the fact that my parents were like, it's fine, you know, when I was like 13 or 14.
Right.
It's like, I wish you had kept me away from it because I looked like a disaster. It's like, just like foundation, like in whatever shade.
Yeah, my mom would never let us wear foundation. But
it's for the best.
But so, but she would let us dabble in like eyeliner, which was weird.
Okay.
But I guess like culturally appropriate.
Okay.
But so there are like absolutely insane photos of me, like where I look like, you know, I just took black paint and like
the beginning of the millennium
it.
Was
yes.
difficult for
bad,
all of us
bad,
yeah
bad. but yeah no I grew up in a household where like my mother was absolutely not buying us makeup. She was like, if you're
yeah.
getting it, I don't know how it is, but
right.
that's on
did
you.
That make you want it more, or were you
yeah,
sort of
course.
Like
oh my gosh, my mom was like very strict growing up, so she like didn't let us shave until we were like, you know, in ninth grade
yeah.
and so we were like the hairy Muslim kids walking around our Christian school, and
I
people were like
you.
You guys are hairy, and I'm like would secretly shave in the bathroom and come out like yeah of course, oh my gosh,
well,
my sister would tell on me,
oh my god. Like older sister, younger sister?
Older sister.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Rude.
I know.
Well, my dad, so my mom is Irish and has like basically no hair on her body, and I inherited my dad's like darker, like hairier side.
What's,
so,
what, sorry, what is your father?
My dad's like Eastern European
okay,
Jew.
Okay.
So I have all these, I have dark features. Like my eyebrows, like were just one, you know, until like eighth or ninth grade when I finally got them waxed. And
same.
My mom taught me how to shave and left me alone in the bathroom, and I didn't realize you don't shave your arms.
Oh,
so
no.
I took the initiative.
You,
like, the
yeah.
first time I had a razor in my
Let's
hand,
go full dolphin.
Shaved my full body. My mom came back in and was like, oh.
So and that, those are, like, the fine, beautiful baby hairs,
the
too.
Baby blonde hairs.
Yeah.
They come back, like, spiky. It was a lesson learned that day when I was
yeah.
12. But, yeah, no, that's – I hear you. There, I remember, too – that period is hard for everybody. Like, and I cannot even imagine that
totally.
Experience, like, as a brown woman who, like, has more hair than, like, the little, like,
and,
Irish Catholic girl in
right.
school.
Right. And also, the girls were, like, sharing things, right? Like, it was like, oh, like,
right.
my mom got me this, like, foundation
right.
or whatever. And I'm like, well, that doesn't work for me.
Right.
You know?
And everyone's starting puberty at different times.
Totally.
So it's like, right,
totally.
This girl has hairy armpits, this girl doesn't. It's like, that's just, like, middle school's bad.
Yeah. And so I don't know. Like, I've always loved makeup.
Yep.
I had an older cousin. Thank God. God bless her. Her name's Thamana. She taught me how to do makeup when I went to college and was like, here's what you do. Here's what you don't do. She's a makeup artist.
Wow.
And or was. And so she, you know, would give us, you know, her old brushes and things like that.
Like, I'm always so jealous of those teens that are growing up with YouTube tutorials.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I used to put Bath and Body Works like glitter like on my face and be like, I'm wearing makeup.
It's not too late.
I mean,
it's
not too
really
late.
Not.
But sometimes I sit in front of it, and so like when I actually do put in that time, I leave the house being like, I can't believe that's how I just spent my time. But then everyone I encounter is like, oh,
yeah.
your face. Like, wow. I'm like, maybe I should do this every
no.
day.
I truly believe in like just like the core essentials. Like,
yes.
Foundation, a nice lipstick.
Mascara.
I mean, Glossy has changed my life,
yep.
actually, just because, again, like, I think they're doing such an amazing job of democratizing beauty and making it so that you can have these, like, three core items in your bag.
Yeah.
And it works. Like,
yeah.
you have your mascara, a nice skin tint, a lip thing,
yeah.
and, like, cloud paint, and
yeah.
you're good to go.
Yep.
And so, you know, I, every day, just, I do, like, foundation if I'm putting on makeup. My lipstick, my mascara, and then I just have, like, a stick that I use to, like, add a little glow.
Okay.
And I want to say that a skincare routine is definitely for you when you have the time. And I don't think that it's something that, like, you should beat yourself up over or anything like that. Like, I really like hacks. Like, when I get home, I use a Neutrogena makeup wipe.
Yep.
I take my whole face off. If I have the energy, I wash it.
Yep.
Many days I don't.
Yep. Yep.
And I wash my face in the shower.
Me too.
And yeah, it's just the easiest. And I'll just use whatever is there. I use a Neutrogena face wash too, just because, again, I like to be able to use things that I think if I forget it,
yeah.
I can, like, if I'm in LA or something or on the road, like, I can go into a store and grab it and feel like I'm not breaking my bank. And so, yeah, this lipstick I'm obsessed with because – so this is a Maybelline lipstick. I wear a color called Toasted Truffle 570.
Exclusively? And
yes.
Okay. This is your, like, day
this
color.
This is my
everyday
color.
Cool.
But they make a range of nudes across, you know, the spectrum. This one's, like, a little bit more mauve-y.
Okay.
But this is, like, I think $5 to $7, depending on, you know, whether you're going to, you know, a CVS or Duane Reade, if you have a coupon, if you don't.
Right.
I use those CVS receipts, by the way.
Me too.
I went the other day. Yeah, I was so proud of myself, and I felt like my mom was, like, watching me because I got – I don't know if you've ever had this happen, but, like, you buy something, and then you get the receipt, and it gives you a coupon for that. So I did that. I bought, like, $20 worth of tampons.
Yep.
And I got this receipt, and it was, like, $5 off your next, like, $15 purchase of tampons. And I go, sir – I pay a pink tax, so we're going to do this. I was like, I need you to return this.
Amazing.
I'm going to check out again. And then he does it, and then he checks me out, and then I get more receipts, and it's for literally everything that I had bought.
Oh, my God, you're an
and
extreme couponer.
I was extreme. I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I need to be on the show.
Have you watched that show ever?
Obsessed.
Obsessed. I'm obsessed. I'm going to dedicate this space in my kitchen to having, like, a Costco bulk shelf.
I'm
like,
obsessed.
I am going to have 97 toothpaste. You want a Gatorade? I have 100, and I paid 98 cents for them.
Yeah.
I think those extreme couponers, like, I know people make fun of them, and I know it's, I mean, I knew it's,
you know,
like,
those, you know, the people that make fun of them
are overpaying
and they're
for
broke.
Everything, and they're broke. And these extreme couponers are not broke, and they have a lot of Cheerios.
They have
in their
savings
basement.
Accounts.
They
okay?
really do.
They're sending their kids
and who among
paid.
Us? No, that is amazing. Using a coupon is great. I do that at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Same.
Will bring in multiple 20% off one item coupons, and I will
do multiple transactions.
You and I have talked about this. We're both into customer
service.
Yes, we are. We're both really pro. So we had this kind of DM conversation a few weeks ago about Zara's Delta Sky Miles account.
They just sent me an email denying me, by the way. So
all right, time to email them back.
Yeah.
Got to, like, just work up the line.
Send them a link to this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, you asked for this.
But I do this thing that I saw at Bed Bath & Beyond a few years ago. She brought in multiple – this woman in front of me brought in multiple coupons and just went, I want to do separate transactions so that she could use a 20% off coupon for every single thing that she bought. And I was
an icon.
I have time. What do I have to do?
Yeah.
I'll do this. So I do that. And if you kind of make nice with your friend at the checkout and you go at a time where people are not – waiting in line and there's not long lines, they're like, no problem.
Yeah, but also, I like to say to them, be like, oh, gosh. Like, I like to bring them into my scam.
Yeah,
that's how you got to prime them.
Yeah, you're like, right. You're like, I'm not taking money out of your pocket.
You're like, look at this corporation robbing us every day. You know what I mean? Not giving us the things that we need.
What's the last great deal you got?
Right, at the cost that we deserve.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When's the last time that really worked for you, though?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
This morning.
Well, I told you I love to start my conversation. If I'm frustrated...
Mm-hmm.
Like, one thing is, like, never take it out on the customer service person.
Right.
It's like they're doing their job. They're following, like, a handbook, like talking to probably the worst people on earth every day. So you got to start by being like, hey, I hate that we're having this conversation. I know that you have better things to do. I have better things to do. I have bills to pay. You have bills to pay.
Let's work towards a resolution.
I want to make sure that I can leave this conversation writing the most illustrious review of the customer service that you've provided me.
Smart.
That you've ever gotten in
I
your
love
life.
That. Be right up front.
I have bills to pay.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really don't want to be on the phone longer than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So let's do this easy. I was like, if that means you having to pass me on to somebody else, totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to get angry. And so I did that the other day with AT&T. I was so upset because they were charging me amount of money that they told me, like, on God, that they were not going to charge me anymore.
Yep.
And I called them back and I was like, you know, I just don't want to do this today.
Yeah.
And I just was, you know, it helped. She was like, you know what? I don't want to do this either.
Yeah.
And I think, like, as long as you level with them, you know, it ends in a much more fruitful I think, result. I also have been in situations, I told you this, my friend Max one time, sort of for favorite customer service stories, where he had just moved to New York for the campaign.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, poor guy, like, all he wanted was his fucking bed, you know? IKEA, like, missed the delivery.
Ugh.
And so he's on the phone with this customer service agent. And the woman's like, you know, there's just, like, really nothing we can do. And, like, you're going to have to wait an extra 2 days. And he goes, listen, Cheryl. He's like, one of us is sleeping on a bed tonight. And it's not me. It's like, help me out here. And she was like, you know what? You're right. And then, like, figured out how to get him to bed that day. And, you know, I just think it's sometimes you just got to remind them of your humanity and
totally.
They'll meet you halfway. So
I was in LA this past week getting my new rental house set up and, like, getting an air bed and pillows and all that stuff so that when we land in a few weeks, we're not coming to, like, an empty house. Like, I met with the landlord and, like, basically just kind of, like, made that transaction. I had rented a rental car at the airport. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have now spent 72 hours in LA and I'm, like, so pro LA. I'm like, I can go to Costco multiple times a day. So I'm driving down to Target for, like, the fifth time that day because I forgot to get something. And the car starts making this, like, really, really crazy sound. And I call their, like, emergency roadside. And they're like, well, we can come. And, like, you know, they don't ask you any questions because it's not your car.
Right.
So they're like, if it's giving you any trouble, like, we'll swap it out. But swapping it out means, like, we'll come within the next 2 hours and then we'll tow the car and we'll take you in the tow truck and then you go back to the airport and, like, find another car. And I was
absolutely not.
Yeah. I was like, no. But it's your car that broke down. So I really did the same thing. I, like, got, you know, on the same level as the woman. I'm like, look, I just moved here. I was like, I'm going to Target to, like, buy toothpaste. Like, I'm not even having, and we ended up having this whole conversation about, like, when you move into a new place and, like, all the things you buy. And then, like, maybe 15 minutes later, she's like, you know what? I think I can find a way for, like, two people to go. Like, one person drives the new car.
Wow.
And that's exactly what happened.
Wow.
And it was great. But
There was
right. I know. I now pray to her. She is my new goddess. But it was definitely you have to cross that threshold with someone where they're saying, like, my script tells me that this is what has to be done, and, like, I can't go any further than that. And you have to be like, look, like, I've been in the city for, like, 5 minutes.
Right.
Right. Look, Cheryl, one of us is sleeping on a bed tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
I want that, like, tattooed on my body.
Literally.
Anyway, so yes. Coupons, using them smartly,
love.
Saving that money. So you are buying a $6 lipstick.
Yeah, and I just want to flag that I've had this for...
I was going to say, how long have you been using this?
I mean, look at it.
To its stump.
Yeah, I know. I would say I've probably been using this for, like, 3 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And also because I'm not, like, I just blot when I put lipstick
on. Yeah, I do, like, a stain.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
And also, this is just something that... I also, like, when I go back to Bangladesh, like, it's easy because whenever I go there, they're like, what are you wearing? Like, what's the makeup that, you know, like, you use? So it's easy for me to bring a bunch of these and be like, I use this every day, you know. And so this last time I went to Bangladesh, mm-hmm. I went in October, I just bought a whole bag of these. And now everybody in my family uses them.
I was going to say, like, handing them out.
Yeah, like candy.
I love it.
Like candy.
When did you start using
hyaluronic
this?
Acid and this.
Those are the two things?
Yes.
It's like when people ship back, like, Oreos. Like,
oh, yeah.
To places that don't
well,
sell Oreos.
Well, Amina and I actually talk about this all the time.
Oh, really?
How, like, chaotic our suitcases look when we're going back to our respective
homelands. Because everyone wants the products.
Well, yeah. It's like a weird combination of, like, I want the Chanel perfume and also, like, can you bring Aveeno lotion?
Mm-hmm.
And can you also bring Tums? Like, yeah, it's like what? You know, like, it's so, yeah. So I brought a bunch of, like, you know, drugstore makeup and
nice.
And hyaluronic acid, which is, like, hot in the block right now. They're like,
and here, and, everywhere.
Yeah, but, like, just newly there. They're like hyaluronic
really?
Acid. Yeah, and there's that one from The Ordinary that's, like, $6.
Yeah,
and so, you know, I
still don't know what it does. What
honestly,
does it do?
We don't know.
Okay, we don't know. Okay, fine.
We don't know.
We all
we
know.
Don't, we don't talk about
we
it.
We don't know. We just don't
know.
No,
we
face.
Just
it.
Really. It's actually just something that is, I think, really good at, like, revitalizing the, like, collagen in your face. So after you wash your face at night, just put a little bit of hyaluronic acid on and then your moisturizer.
And the one from The Ordinary is, like, $6.
$5.
$5, yeah.
$5.
That's what I love about...
And it's the best one on the market.
That accessible. I know the company is sort of problematic. And
oh, is it?
A lot,
oh, right. The founder.
But like, there's a lot of weird. Yes. I don't know.
If they're problematic, don't buy from them. Sorry.
But also, what's problematic is spending $100 on the same thing that you can buy $5 for. So
Neutrogena also makes a great hyaluronic acid.
Okay, good.
There's so hyaluronic acid is like
is everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Just look at the label.
Exactly.
We don't know what it does, so
we just like Google it. You
right,
know what
Google
I mean?
It. Right. Google.
There's,
you guys are
there's
in charge.
Definitely some better skincare person out there who's like explained the benefits of hyaluronic acid. Her name is probably Eva Longoria.
I was going to say, is it Eva Longoria? Eva Longoria is on a different sort of acid now. I just saw a new commercial on
Jet Blue.
Yeah, I think she's like retinol. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, Eva, you just did hyaluronic acid.
No, one day she's just going to be like acid.
Yeah,
and we're going to be like,
acid.
Okay.
Everyone's going to be on drugs. A lot of this stuff is just like
totally
packaging and marketing 100%. And everything is like that.
Yeah.
Right? So I love that. How old were you when you like discovered this lipstick and how many shades did it take till you found one that you liked?
I was like this year's
okay,
old.
Okay, it was like last week,
I got
sure.
Yeah, because I love a nude lipstick.
Yep.
I used to wear a lot of color, but then I was just like, wait, like I don't, this is exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And also like, I had been using multiple different ones. I was using Lolita by Kat Von D, so this is a good dupe for that.
Oh, good.
And which is a very popular color. So
and that's like what, $28?
Yeah, it's insane.
Mm-hmm.
And also like it dries out really quickly, and then it's also just a good dupe for a few of the MAC lipsticks.
Oh, that's
like
great.
Whirl, and it's a little darker than that. But you know, I just was like, why am I buying this if it's
sure.
literally one.
What's the texture of it? Is it like, because I use a MAC cream sheen that I love and have.
Yeah, this is more of like a creamy, like, I don't know how you would describe this. Maybe like a creamy matte. Like, it definitely says matte, but it's a little creamier than that. I'll show you here. Look.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And again, like if you're blotting, like
yeah.
really
oh,
nice
Oh, yeah, it's
stain.
Like a nice stain.
Totally.
So now this is like a nude for you.
Yes.
What's your suggestion for like anybody, any skin color, you know, going to look for this sort of this same
right
idea
I
for
think
them.
That
where do
for,
you start?
Depending on your like skin tone,
mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of something that just adds a little bit of depth to your, you know, your skin tone. So mm-hmm. anything that any like for me, if I went even a little lighter than this, I would look like I was wearing foundation on my lips almost
sure.
a little
yes.
bit. This has, of course, because this has like a pink or browner undertone,
mm-hmm.
It brings actually my lip shape out. So I think just look for something that is, you know, works for you. It takes a lot of trial and error, too. I just want to like be clear about
that. I was going to say that the big tip would be I would say to people, if you don't know where to start, go to Sephora.
Yes.
Let them tell you what expensive lipstick to buy.
Yep.
Then go
Google.
Buy the cheap version.
Yeah. And
right, then Google
so
the cheap
many,
version.
There are so many people who, if you are like, I really like this Chanel lipstick or I like this, you know.
There are people doing that work.
Totally. There's so many resources on here are the dupes on that color. And I think that it just whatever works for you. The other thing I would really suggest is a lip liner. Like, do not underestimate the power of a lip liner.
I'm thinking about
and just
J-Lo
once a day,
1998. How?
No, not
I
like
look crazy.
No. You don't. You have to find one that like just is basically the same color as this.
Okay.
So that you can go in the morning, outline
shadow
your lips,
it a little. Not
even shadow. Just shape your lips.
Okay.
And then you fill in, and then you do it once. That's it.
And
promise.
And you don't look like it's 1999.
Do I look like it's 1999?
Are you wearing lip liner
I'm
right now?
Lip liner
oh, nice.
Right now.
Okay. No, you don't.
Okay. Thank you. although, like, I feel like that trend might come
I was
back.
Gonna say, but 1999 is like, but you know what I'm talking about. Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Totally.
There is a 1999 look.
Yeah.
You don't have it on right now.
Yeah. I mean, like, I can't say that it hasn't been the case before.
Mm-hmm.
But no. It's again, not a need to have. It's a nice to have.
Cool.
But yeah, I think that like it.
Do you buy a cheap
also,
version of
wait,
that too?
Also, the good thing about this too is this works as a blush. So if you want to just dab
oh my God,
this.
She's literally putting
onto,
lipstick on her face.
Yeah, like
oh.
onto your, if you're like in a rush, if you're, you know.
Can you say that about most lipsticks though?
Because
now that they're coming
definitely.
Out with all those sticks, that's
definitely.
Like lip and like, face. I'm like, isn't
I'm
that
actually
just...
surprised that big makeup has exposed themselves like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because they're losing out on some money, but definitely this has been, I think, something that you can put on your lips, your cheeks. Some women actually put it on, you know, their eyes sometimes.
Let's just smear it all over our faces.
Totally.
I'm ready.
But yeah, it's like, again, like if this is, I think, just like the one thing I like to have in my bag, and it makes me feel like at the end of the day, if I am feeling disheveled and like I'm going somewhere, if I put my lipstick back on, I'm like, okay, I feel fine. That's like amazing. I feel like I look okay.
And with that, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Okay, and we're back and we're with Zara Rahim and she's telling us about her favorite lipstick, which costs $5. Another perk to a $5 lipstick is that you can lose it and not want to kill yourself when you do.
100%.
Which I did once when I bought, so my favorite lipstick is MAC. It's $18. And now I'm curious to see what the $5 version is. And I lost it once and I wanted
to
die.
I just want to say, I have never lost this lipstick. I have
well, that's how it works.
Every single
pair of
expensive,
like, expensive
lipsticks or products that I have carried in my bag, and it's because God hates me.
Yep.
But it's
absolutely that's exactly
but
what
it's,
it is.
It's really truly remarkable.
You'll
and
never
also,
lose your cheap lipstick, your Target sunglasses.
Never.
None of those things will ever go missing. Your $100 sunglasses, they're gone. They broke. They're in the driveway.
Yeah, nobody this
it's true.
It's the most tragic thing. Wait, so tell me about your foundation.
So what I brought, so this is so I brought the Revlon Photo Ready like powder that goes over like a, you know, setting powder.
Right.
This is $16, but this is one of those things that is like $98 at Sephora. And I started using it because I was in a pickle when I was on vacation and forgot the whatever setting powder I had been using that was $98 or whatever. And I was like, this just looks like, I guess it would be my skin tone. I have pretty fair skin.
Mm-hmm.
And also I have like really multicolored skin in that like I have a little bit of red in my cheeks. And I also like have a T-zone that like flares up when I have like one little bit of stress inside of me. And this really helps like give me some even
tones. The thing that I'll say about like drugstore makeup that's hard is like not being able to test it, especially when it comes to foundation.
Yeah.
So you could go home and be like, what?
Yeah.
And it's like also one of those like awkward like return situations because you're like, wait, like I buy my Coca-Cola here too.
Right, right. You're like, I bought my tampons and my laundry detergent and this makeup that didn't work for me. Can you give me my money back? And that's the great thing about Ulta and Sephora is that they really encourage like take it home if it doesn't work. Like they don't look at you weird when you come back and you're like, this didn't work.
Quick, I said this yesterday in my email to you. Quick, another $5 product that I love. There is a $5 mascara from this company called Essence.
Okay.
I think it's Essence.
Essence.
And you can only, I think you can only get it at Ulta. Let me just double check.
You know there's only one Ulta in the city, which I didn't even.
Which is so crazy.
Crazy.
And I think it's Essence, yeah.
Okay.
And it's in a pink bottle.
Okay.
And it is it's called I Love Extreme. It's $4.99 at Ulta, and it is the best mascara
really?
I have ever used.
I'm a Glossier Lash Blast, like, I pray at the altar.
Okay, yes. Glossier mascara is great.
Yeah.
I just like a, I think,
you want like a
more
lash?
Voluminous mascara.
Okay.
This will do the job, and it doesn't matter like how expensive of a mascara I'm using. This one always looks better.
Interesting.
And, hold on. Yeah, this is like on every list. It's like I tested like these people. Everybody's written about how they're trying this $5 mascara and it's changed their life.
Wow.
So you should absolutely go to Ulta, check it out. It's in a pink bottle.
Cool.
Ask them, they'll know. And then they also have like different deviations of it.
Okay.
I mean, like, do I question what's in it? Yeah. Are my lashes still intact? Yes.
Right. I think that you have to pick and choose. Like, you know, I love It CC Cream. It's like the only thing that like makes my face look like I'm not coming off of like a rash. And I like the dermatologist, we've talked about this at the dermatologist. And like, you know, you find a product that works you great. The problem is it's expensive. It's, you know, to go through a tube a month, that's like a $40 thing. And then I also mix two different shades because that's what works for my skin. And so then I'm always looking for like cheaper options because I can't go to Sephora and not everything you buy can be $50.
No, I can't.
I mean, or else you're just,
and again,
it's crazy.
We were just talking about this.
Yeah.
Like we live in this like culture like that makes us feel like we have to go into Sephora and like if you're not spending $150, like you're not
like,
doing it
you
right.
have bad skin
or just like you're doing your makeup wrong and so I think it's really hard to go in there and be like, wait, like I actually don't need this and put things away and really like practice that, like, because again also their employees are trained to be like,
you need it.
Yeah, like this is a life-changing thing. Right. Like,
you know. And you know what? To be fair, though, some of those things are. And if you can figure out, like, there are things that I buy that are like $100, $120, and it's because I have seen results from them, and I'm like, well,
unless you're
nothing
giving
else
me an
is working, right? But I also wash my face with $9. Like face wash in the shower.
100%.
Like not everything you buy can be should be the $110 version of it. If
and
you
this
find
is why
something
I love
that
this,
works.
This podcast because I only swear by like recommendations.
Yeah.
Like I have to have somebody tell me that like they tried it, it worked for them.
Yeah.
They swear by it. The idea of me going on the internet and like reading other people's strangers' reviews.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you? Like, well, no, I can't do it.
Yes.
I will listen to my friend saying, my friend said this thing is incredible. It changed her life,
right.
And really evangelizing it
in
that way. I will go get it. I will go get the thing that day.
Yeah, me too. I'm exactly the same way. And that's why I have really trouble trusting hotel reviews and restaurant reviews because I'm like, I've said this before. It's like, I don't know you. Like, I don't know what kind of person you are. I don't know what you were looking for in this hotel experience that you would give something two stars. And it's the same thing with five stars. It's like, okay, but I don't know you, and I don't know what
also,
you're
like, is your bar below ground?
Right.
Who knows?
I don't know. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I have no idea what your expectations are, where your bar is, like what you're used to.
Yeah, and my bar is great, for the record. My bar is strong. the bar is strong here.
Mine is I think mine is getting stronger. But also, I feel like that was sort of the beginnings of Yelp. But when something gets too big, people only go on Yelp now to complain. So if you look up a restaurant, you're only going to see the bad times people had. And that might not just be your
experience. Have you ever written a good review?
I have when I feel really strongly about the specific person who gave me a good experience.
Totally.
And
I will say that
the women who work at the Sephora in New Canaan, Connecticut in May really did me a solid. I brought back this thing that I had bought a really long time ago and I found it in my closet. And it, like, you know when you're just like whooshed back to a thing where you're like, I was supposed to do this and I didn't do it. I was supposed to return it like a year ago.
Oh my gosh.
I never did. It was a Clearasil sort of, you know, one of those supersonic things that you wash your face with. And
the Clarisonic ones.
Yeah,
yes.
That is such a good example of something for me personally that I'm like, I can just wash my face.
Yeah.
Some people are like, oh, I swear by it.
No,
it doesn't work for me.
No, I have one that I actually don't know where it is. Maybe I gave it away.
Yeah.
But I was using that for a while. And I was like, wait, what? What?
Right.
Why am I doing this?
And I brought it back
way
too late. And it was like $180. And I had all the heads to it. And I didn't have a receipt. And I didn't have like proof that I had bought it. And she was like, there's nothing I can do. And we just had this conversation. And she was like, look, here's what we can do. Like, the store was totally empty. You have to do this when the store is empty.
Yeah.
You cannot do this when there are
at
people waiting.
Time,
do not be that person. Mm-hmm. No one likes that.
Mm-hmm.
But the store was empty. And I said, I was like, look, I'm so sorry. I told her the whole story. I'm like, I found it in my closet. And I was like, oh my God, I was supposed to return this. And then I never did. And she's like, okay, we'll see what it costs. And if you can do an exchange for that exact amount of money, like right now, like
then
we can take
it
back. Yeah. So she's like, go shopping spree, go. Cause I had to go spend like $200.
God.
So I'm like, no, it was more than that because of all the heads and the lotions. It was like $280 in Sephora.
Did you feel like you were on a game show?
I literally thought I was on supermarket suite.
Ugh.
I was like, yeah, drunk elephant. Yeah. And I was doing it. I used it. It felt like free money to me, but I was buying like all the stuff that I really wanted to try.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for the first time in my life, when the receipt came out and, you know, they're like, you can call this number and like leave me a review or whatever.
Like, I was like, absolutely be doing
literally
that.
Literally called and was like, hello. I tweeted about it. I gave her like a shout out. So, yeah, I will leave a good review if someone personally has made my experience like above and beyond.
I did that once for a woman from Delta who actually just for out of her own just kind heart and, you know, the power that she has, just was like, you know what? I'm going to upgrade you to first class today. I was like, ma'am?
You are my new mother.
I was like
what? Wow.
And it was not just like, it wasn't like a 2-hour flight. This was like LA to New York. And I was like, oh, I feel so like an abundance of wealth.
Yeah.
In being cared for and she
being seen and
like,
loved.
Yeah, I feel like she like felt the stress in my voice.
Yes. Yeah.
So left her a great review. And then the other people that I've only ever left a review for are my eyebrow people.
Awesome.
I just am like, this is something that I think
your eyebrows are really good.
Thank you so much.
Do you put
much.
Anything on them?
No.
Ugh,
amazing. I mean, well, again, as I said, I grew up with a lot of eyebrow hair.
Sure.
I had a unibrow. And then I did the thing that everybody's done, which is overplucked and
had your little
them.
Two little sperms totally. Crawling over your eyes in 2007.
They weren't quite sperms Mine because were. My mom would not let us go that far, but they were definitely thin.
Your mom seems like she didn't do what my mom did, which was left me in the bathroom with a razor.
Well,
and
yeah, no,
I think that is great.
Well, my mom is also crazy too because like she didn't let us wear deodorant.
Okay,
this is like controversial.
Okay,
but I never wore deodorant. I to this day do not wear deodorant. She was like very like adamant about the fact that if you don't ever wear deodorant, you will not sweat as much.
So it's like one of those things. It's like once you shave your legs, your hair grows back darker and thicker.
Totally.
It's the same
and
with deodorant.
I've pulse checked this with everybody. I was like, hey, like, am I having issues? Like, tell me.
So
like,
you're telling me big deodorant makes you sweat and smell more?
Big deodorant absolutely makes you sweat
and
smell more.
A scam.
But you know, she also like never wore makeup growing up. My mom does not wear makeup.
Wow.
She like, so now it's like when we go to weddings or something, she'll be like, can you do my makeup? And I'm like, it feels like I'm looking at somebody I don't know. Like, we don't need to put makeup on you. I don't know. I just think that it was a thing growing up where we just never were exposed to those things. And she didn't know what to even recommend to us.
Yeah.
So that's just the way it went.
I love that what we're coming away with from this episode is not necessarily like specific product recommendations, but this idea that like there is stuff in the drugstore that's totally going to work for you.
100%.
And you're going to spend $30 and get like 9 things. Yeah. And I guess my last question, my big piece of advice to people would be like, go do the Sephora thing where they like tell you exactly what your tone is and like what shades you should be wearing. Write it down.
Yep.
Say thank you so much. Do not buy anything.
No, you do not owe the Sephora
lady. Right, you don't owe the Sephora anything.
She's
part
getting
of their
paid
job.
No
she's
matter
getting,
what.
Exactly.
And on top of that, she's not getting commission.
Right.
Or so, she, they, him are not getting commission.
Yep.
And so do not feel like you owe it to them to buy the product.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, if they're wonderful and you're in love with the product, buy the product.
Yeah, buy the product, obviously. But also, but go home first. Google all the stuff they told you about. There are people online doing that work, telling you what stuff you can buy at CVS and Duane Reade and Walgreens or wherever, Rite Aid, that will do the same job. Try it. See if it works. If you're like, actually, the expensive stuff is so much better, then go buy that.
Totally.
But that's like doing the work, putting in the work.
Yeah.
My last question to you is, what's the expensive product that you use that you're like, I have not found the good dupe?
Oh, gosh.
But that's okay because you're saving money in other places. You deserve the expensive product. What is the thing that you will not let go?
Gosh.
And then I'll tell you mine.
Okay. I have like two things.
Okay.
Which is I have this Chanel, like, I don't even know what you call it, but it's like this. It's almost like a highlighter stick, but it's actually just balmy. It makes so like I put it on the bridge of my nose and around my face just to make me look like I'm like.
Do you have it on now?
Yeah.
I see it. Now that you're like highlighting the highlighter for me, I see it.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with that.
How much is it?
Gosh.
Can say it.
I don't know. I think it's like $50.
Okay.
I have been using the same stick for like 7 months now.
Sure.
Because again, like I only use a little bit every day.
Yeah, less is more.
And then there's. This is the product that I think everybody is obsessed with in skincare world, which is the lotion P50.
I don't even know what that is.
So
this is how little I am in skincare.
No. It's by this brand called Biologique.
Oh, is that the? Oh, yeah. Okay, I was just about to say, is it the Biologique?
Yes, and it is a very smelly toner. That has changed my life. And
everyone says that.
It is an expensive product, and you can get it at Rescue Spa. If you live in New York, you can order it on the internet, I believe.
Love it.
Let me see.
But I don't know what it does.
I think it's like pretty, I think it's like $80. It's expensive. It's expensive. But I have never found anything that works the way that it works.
Yeah.
If you have any recommendations, send them to me.
As like dupes for research.
Yeah, totally. Please.
P50.
Yeah. But it is really, truly fantastic. You use it after you wash your face and then you basically have to like rub up. It works as an exfoliant type toner.
Uh-huh.
And truly, Carolyn, like your skin. Oh. I mean, it's. I'm going to send you a bottle.
Okay.
That'll be my gift to you.
I'm going to send you a bottle. I brought mine.
Which
and
is...
I actually bought you a bottle too. And then I didn't bring it, but I'm going to send it to you. But it is Algenist Genius Liquid Collagen. Have you ever used this?
No. Wait, liquid this stuff? Collagen? Those two words? Love.
So I learned about this at Sephora because I am a, and probably not because I'm doing more drugstore stuff lately, but I've been like a VIB Rouge, you know, high level big spender at Sephora for a while. So like,
isn't it painful when they remind you that a dollar is?
Yeah, I want to kill myself.
Your point is a dollar.
I'm like, oh, thanks. I'm like, don't say so loudly, Karen. I don't want them to know.
And then you're like, wait, so you're telling me the sample costs $100?
Yeah, exactly.
Literally, fuck you.
Exactly. Yeah, it's horrible. But so what ends up happening is that every time, the thing that makes it so worth it for me is that every time I have to go somewhere or get my picture taken, I go to Sephora and they do my makeup for me, and it's free because I'm VIB Rouge. And it's actually not free because I've spent so much goddamn money at Sephora.
This is the least they could do.
Exactly. Right. It's the least they could do, but they tell me it's free.
Oh, my God.
And
how does this work?
I had a so you open it up and there's like an eyedropper. The top part is an eyedropper. Just put it. Yeah, it's amazing. So I had a photo shoot for the New York Times a few years ago when my book came out, and I went and got my makeup done, and after the woman put on my toner and my moisturizer, she put a little bit of this liquid collagen on my face, and she's like, it's going to plump up your face and plump up your neck in like the way that like a Botox would.
You have like placenta in a bottle.
Yes. It's $110.
Wow.
It's really expensive. I've only bought like two bottles in my lifetime.
And do you only use it when you're like going somewhere
when
fancy?
When I feel fancy. So I use it actually when I wake up in the morning, and I put it on like after, right before I go to work, but I put on like the tiniest bit. Like, we are not coating our, I put it like on my cheeks and under my eyes, and I put it where I would get Botox if I ever got Botox, on my forehead and on my neck, because I'm very weird about my neck.
And you do that before you put makeup on?
Yes.
And you like let it sit?
Yes.
You
let it sit. Then I do my hair. I know I have a bottle for you. And I do my hair, and then I'll work it in. And I don't know, like, someone with like, you know, the master's degree in this stuff could tell you more about what it does. But this is that thing where I'm like, I have never found anything else.
Right. Comparable.
Yeah. So like Good Jeans is kind of like that also. But I find myself using this more. I use it really sparingly because I know I don't want to be going through multiple 110 bottles.
Right. Like, you'll become a monster if you
I would
use it
like
every
day. If I could do one per 6 months, I feel like I could find a budget for that. If I'm also still buying all this Revlon stuff at the CVS or whatever.
Yeah.
But this stuff, like I'm sure P50 is for a lot of people, has, like, you can tell a difference.
Okay.
And don't,
I can't wait to try it.
Ask anyone else if they can see a difference. No one knows what you look
right.
like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you know your face better than anybody.
Like, people don't notice your haircut. You know what I mean? Like, you know. So don't rely on other people.
Totally.
But you'll see a difference.
I can't wait.
I mean, it's really, really good. But I feel a little bit better about this knowing that, you know, the rest of my makeup haul could potentially only cost like $50, and
yeah,
it's not an accessible product. So what I would
I'm gonna find this for you on Alibaba. Don't worry.
Please do, and then I'll tell everybody else. But I would say to people is Sephora is actually really generous with samples of this, because after I got my makeup done that one time, I asked for a sample of this, and they put it in like a nice eyeglass, you know, like a eyeshadow kind of container, and you just put a little bit on your finger,
makeup,
and I think it lasted
again.
Me like a month or two. Yeah, exactly. And I was sold. So it is so, so good.
Yep.
I really like it. It might not be great for you, but the good thing about buying something at one of these big brand name cosmetic places is that you can use it, and as long as you don't go to the full bottom of the barrel and then say like, oh, it didn't work for me, but I'm bringing back this empty thing, they'll totally take it back, no problem.
Yep.
So if you can put that money on your credit card for a little and know you're going to get it back, it's really worth
also
the shot.
last skincare hack is when you're at the airport.
Oh, tell me more.
You just stop by this, like, especially if you have like a nice duty free situation, go to those desks and slather your skin up before that long flight.
I've never done that before. That
my
makes
favorite
so much
thing
sense.
To do. Oh my gosh, you have to do
wow.
it.
Wow.
For your next LA trip.
I'm in my back, all my back and
you
forth.
You literally just go stop by the La Mer desk.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, you literally straight up say,
but
like,
do you
hey,
have to
have
look
this?
Fancy and cute on the plane
no,
to do that?
Absolutely not.
I look like trash.
I look like a literal trash bag because I don't want anybody to talk to me.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Yeah.
Don't you dare even think about, you know, just
speak.
Engaging. No,
right.
Don't even. No,
I'm a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Stop by the skincare desk and get what you need. And also just tell the makeup person what would you call them? Like
an artist, my specialist.
Yeah. A specialist. Oh, I have this at home. I really just want to put some on before this flight.
Ooh.
And just tell them again.
We
got to come honest.
I own all. Right.
Yeah.
I own the whole La Mer line. I would just like to try it on. My travel skincare thing is I buy one of those little travel mist bottles, take it empty through security and then fill it up with water at the water fountain and then drown myself every hour on the flight.
Wow.
Just spray my face.
Wow.
Hose it down. I mean, I wore zip-up boots on my last flight, which was not so long ago, and my feet were so swollen by the end of a six-hour trip that I could barely get the zipper up, and I was like, this is why you have to hydrate.
And like get everything, compression
and
socks.
Get compression socks. Every... Planes do crazy things to your body.
I know.
That's a really great tip. Well, I could talk about this for hours, but seriously, I'm so happy that you came.
I know.
Where should everyone follow you? Instagram, Twitter, give a
oh,
shout
God,
out.
Oh God, don't follow me.
No, follow her. She has great tweets.
My tweets are questionable, but they're I'm at Zara Rahim on across platforms. I've lost out at Zara to a big corporation
How
that
rude.
Sells you knockoff clothes that you can sometimes shop at.
How rude.
But yeah, I can't wait to see you guys there.
Yeah, she has the greatest tweets. I mean, going also, this is like a bona fide political comms person, and we're in an election year. You want to see what she has to say. She's always right. I always agree with her. And you can also follow me at Caroline Moss on Twitter. And also you can follow the podcast on Instagram.
Yes.
It's G Thanks Just Bought It Pod, which is long, but you can do it. I promise. I will put the link in the show notes and we will also link to everything that we talked about here. Remember, go to Sephora, get all of the products that they say you should buy. Don't buy any of them. Go home, figure out what you can buy for a fraction of the price, and then go buy your one special, very expensive product.
Yes.
And we will see you all for another episode next week. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.